I came to the realization that I wasn't really going to be able to survive summer without being on set, because it is kind of addicting for me, and I'd been on set a lot. So I decided that if I was going to be on set at all this summer, I was going to have to be the one creating the set. So I found an idea of mine that I thought might be able to work here in Wrangell and that people would respond well to, and developed that and wrote out a short screenplay for it and started getting people together, and it's come together better than I ever expected it to. So it's been going very well.
Have you directed your own movie before?
No, this is actually my first time directing. I am a screenwriting major at Loyola Marymount University, and production is something I'm kind of interested in now that I've been on set more. So I decided I should get some experience in it and see if it's something that's worth pursuing as well.
So what's the most challenging part of directing that you have found so far?
Probably just balancing out the screenwriter side of me and the director side of me, because I did write the screenplay for it. And before I sat down to write it, I did a lot of first-person writing from the characters' points of view so I could understand who they were as I was writing it. And as a director, I'm finding that I'm kind of having to put that aside for the most part, because what's more important is how the actors are seeing these characters. Because if I'm just telling them, okay, here's the character and you can't go outside of this, then the emotion isn't going to be as genuine. So I have to give them room to work with it. And occasionally I will just talk to them and share them a bit of my insight into who the character is to give them a direction to go in. But I've really liked how they've been doing. We have some really great scenes, and I'm very excited for this.
How did you choose your locations for shooting?
A lot of them, as I was writing the screenplay, I thought, oh, this is going to happen at Mount Dewey, and I want to use Mount Dewey. And there's a beach scene, and I decided Petroglyph is by far the most iconic beach in Wrangell, so we're going to be using that. So a lot of it is places in Wrangell that I just love and want to share with people outside of Wrangell when they see this movie. The interior scene, that was kind of tricky. I knew I was going to have to find somewhere and either just start knocking on people's doors and asking to see the inside of their house, or find a place that I knew. So I ended up using Lauren Carl Johnson's house, which I think actually worked very well. The space has the exact look that I wanted.
So how many people did you get involved in this?
On a given day, we have usually between 5 and 10 of us working. Sometimes we don't need as many people, but we have myself, my first assistant director, and my second assistant director, the cinematographer. We have 4 actors in total, although the most we've ever had on set is 3, just because of the way the scenes are structured. We have a set photographer, and it's been a lot of fun. I was hoping to have a little bit more crew to work with, but I think for the spaces that we're working in, we're actually doing pretty well.
How long did it take you to do all the writing and planning before you started shooting?
I started working on developing the idea in late April, early May. And I mean, I was working on the shooting schedule pretty much up until we started. And even then, I mean, there has been changes, planned and unplanned, since then. But it did take me a few months to get everything put together.
Can you give just a quick synopsis of the plot of the movie?
Sure. So this story, the title of the film is called Vigil, and it's the story of a young girl whose name is Elizabeth, whose father, Derek, died 2 years previously. He was the victim of a drunk driving accident, and now she's trying to live her life with her mother, who is often absent, trying to work as hard as she can to provide for her daughter, and her mother's boyfriend, who, when the mother isn't home, abuses Elizabeth. To me, it is very much a story about love and longing on a number of different levels, and though it does sound very depressing, it has a happy ending.